lots to talk about, and we will talk about the Clarkson Cup because, of course, Sportsnet has it, and I believe you're part of the crew, right?
I am, yeah, with Rob Simpson and Jennifer Bottrell. So I'm looking forward to that, and we're doing the two semifinal games tomorrow.
We'll come back to that. What I first want to talk about is it's a kind of a, I think it's a bittersweet story. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you tweeted out earlier this week that there won't be a Cassie Campbell Street Hockey Festival this year. Do I have the information right?
Yes, you're absolutely correct. This is going to be the last one, and an even dozen is what we were hoping for. And you know, just through a variety of reasons, but you know, I think the economic issues that are kind of going on throughout the city, and you know, to ask sponsors to step up and sponsor an event like this, while at the same time they're unfortunately laying off people of jobs, I think it's a pretty tough ask. And it was just sort of, you know, the timing of the event wasn't really great for me anymore now that I was in broadcasting because of the NHL playoffs. So we kind of made a decision that this was going to be the last year, and unfortunately we won't be able to fulfill that commitment for a variety of reasons. But I know the committee that's been there since day one has put a lot of work and effort into it, and you know, they were disappointed to hear the news. But you know, anyone I've tried to talk to, you know, we raised $3.5 million over 11 years, and for a charity event to say they've been able to do that, it's a great accomplishment, and it has my name on it. But there's just so many other people involved behind the scenes that make it so successful.
We should mention that, you know, the major benefactor in this was the Ronald McDonald House, correct?
Yeah, it was the Ronald McDonald House. And, you know, obviously this is their decision, and you know, that they're the ones that should be making the decision. And they kind of know what's going on behind the scenes financially and things that they need to run the house. And, you know, when they talk to me about it, you know, you're obviously disappointed, but you know, at the same time, you're like, hey, you know, whatever you guys think is best. I mean, you guys are the ones that are doing so much for the families and, you know, for the families of six kids, and that's kind of what it's about. So it's, I think, disappointing for everyone, but at the same time, the right decision for the house, and that's got to be the most important thing for everyone on everyone's mind.
Well, the couple final thoughts on this. One is, I have a little bit of an idea, never having done an event as big as yours, just the infrastructure, the requirements, and as you say, you know, you do need somebody to help pay the freight on this. And in this kind of economy, I mean, it's tough sledding. I mean, that's a lot of work, as you say, behind the scenes to put on an event as large as this one was.
No question. And, you know, we had a great committee that, you know, we all became friends. And, you know, a lot of us had kids together and, you know, kind of grew up together over the last 11 years. So, you know, there's been people who've been there since day one. And so it's extremely disappointing that you're no longer going to be able to work with such a great committee and great group of volunteers. And, you know, I'm still going to be involved with the house and hopefully get a chance to work on other initiatives with the house. I mean, my priority of helping the Ronald McDonald House Southern Alberta is definitely not changing. And, you know, I think for me on a personal level, you know, it definitely takes something off my plate. And, you know, it kind of eases things there. It's a lot easier to not have to go to your boss come NHL playoffs and say you need 2 days off in the middle of round two. And, mm-hmm. you know, there's some things that are on the positive side. But most importantly for me is that this charity is a great charity in Calgary, and we hope that people continue to support it in the future. But we are completely understanding of the things that are happening in our city as we speak, and that money is not always going to be there 100% of the time. And I think it was sort of inevitable that this was going to happen, and it's just unfortunate we couldn't just finish that 12th year.
It's, you know, my final thought on this is it's too bad, because I've often said, and I know I've shared it with you, that I feel between your event and Henry Burris's All-Star Weekend, those were two of the most spectacular, uniquely Calgary events that you know, I just loved to, you know, to be part of or to be around. I just thought they were fantastic, and as I say, so uniquely Calgary. It was too bad, and it's too bad it ended this way, but it's such a legacy, Cassie, I guess is what I'm saying. Congratulations on that.
Well, thanks. You know, it's funny, I was at the airport flying to Toronto yesterday, and everyone was sort of coming up to me out of the blue, oh, sorry to hear about your event, and they had these long faces. And you know, I'm proud of the event. I mean, when we started, who would have thunk this little girl that played hockey could help raise this much money for charity? And I'm proud of the legacy of it. I'm proud of the volunteers. I'm proud of the friends that we made. I'm proud of the families that we helped along the way. And by no means am I embarrassed or ashamed about having to cancel this event. I mean, it's too bad for sure, but this is you know, it's been a real fun ride for so many different reasons, and I've kept in touch with families that have gone through the house, and, you know, some of their children have survived and some of them haven't, and those relationships I'm going to have forever. And so I'm really proud of what the event has done and what it's given me, and more importantly, what it's given Ronald McDonald House of Southern Alberta.
With Cassie Campbell from Hockey Night in Canada and Sportsnet, our guest here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Pat?
Cassie, what was your trade deadline day like?
You know, I have to be honest, I did a game in Edmonton Saturday, and I had half a day off Sunday and then a full day off Monday before flying to Toronto on Tuesday with my daughter and to be at the Clarkson Cup. So I'm embarrassed to say this as a Rogers employee, but I didn't watch a single moment of it. I tried to keep up on Twitter as much as I could, but it was, you know, kind of one of those complete family days for me. And, you know, my husband was obviously, you know, very busy. They were in a hut, I like to call it, you know, in a room in Philadelphia, trying to, you know, do everything they can. But to be honest with you, I texted them that morning and said good luck, and I got to speak to him that night before we went to bed, and that was kind of it for us. I mean, he was sort of bunkered down, but you know, it's different for me now, like having, you know, obviously my husband is part of an NHL team. You look at things a little differently. You get fired up when you're watching the game on TV, but you know, that's his business and I have mine, and my business that day was a complete family day, so I didn't get a chance, unfortunately, to watch too much of it.
So have you had an opportunity to chat with Brad since the deadline, and do you get the feeling he's pretty happy with the way things went?
Oh, I was chirping him. Are you kidding me? I was like, what are you guys thinking? You needed to do more. And I was like, come on, didn't you replace Giordano? And, no, I'm just joking. We don't really talk about a lot of stuff like that. I think, you know, obviously there's a few things we talk about behind the scenes, and those things will remain behind the scenes. But it's just, I think the big thing was the unfortunate injury to Mark Giordano anyway. But, you know, it was kind of a real difficult time too, you know, right before the trade deadline. And, you know, other teams probably trying to pick your pocket a little bit, thinking maybe you're a little bit desperate. But I think, you know, Brad Treliving remained patient. I think he, you know, had to get rid of Curtis Glencross if the signing wasn't going to be there, and I think he got good value for that. I completely didn't know about Sven Berchi, so that one caught me off guard. I had no idea that he was asking for a trade. So, you know, but I think just the city of Calgary still rooting for them to get in, and just the poor timing and such a great season that Mark Giordano was having, and to have him be gone for the rest of the season, I think everyone's pretty disappointed about that.
So you don't make any, if you're the Flames, you don't make any moves at the deadline to add to this group right now, and you lose Mark Giordano as well. Are you in a spot where you're like, okay, well, you know, maybe it's going to be tough for them to get in? Or I'm curious as to your overall outlook on Calgary's chances of being a playoff team now.
Yeah. Well, I think when you lose your best player, your chances are pretty tough. And for me, in order for Calgary to get in, you know, goaltending's going to have to be a factor now. And who's going to be the guy in the back end, whether it's Dennis Wiseman or Chris Russell, or who knows, maybe even David Schlemko comes in and you know, does more than we're expecting him. But I think it's going to be a pretty tough task for them to make the playoffs, especially with LA Kings right there and their team that's just continuing to maybe play a little bit better and better. But, you know, I think one thing you have to think about is the Calgary Flames management is, yes, you lost your best player at the trade deadline, but you don't necessarily want to mortgage the future to replace him. You know, I think you still have to understand you're still a rebuilding team, and that's why I like Brad Treliving's patience. But of course, I'm never going to say anything negative about him because he's my husband's boss as well, right? So I don't want to get in trouble that way.
Yeah, I feel bad for asking questions about the Flames. I'll ask you this: Were you surprised at the prices that were being paid at the deadline? Because it was a seller's market.
No, I think the one that really kind of surprised me the most was the Keith Yandle one. And you're thinking, you know, if you're the Arizona Coyotes, you're just like, wow, he just, you know, won the lottery. And, you know, nothing, no disrespect to Keith Yandle, but they gave up a lot for him. And, you know, they pretty much just established a potential first line for them down the road, bringing over Duclair to, you know, to play alongside Max Domi. And, you know, they got a lot in return for him. But I think that's a great example of a team, the New York Rangers, who are, you know, they get to the final last year, probably a shortage on the back end is what hurt them, and they fill that hole this year, and they go for it, knowing that, you know, you're probably not going to have this team together, you know, that much longer. And And that's the difference between Glenn Sather and Brad Treliving right now, is you don't need to make a deal like that if you're Brad Treliving, unless it fits with the future of the team. But Glenn, you know, it's about winning now. So I think that deal just surprised me how much Keith Gandel, you know, how much Arizona got from the Rangers for him.
With Cassie Campbell from Hockey Night Canada and Sportsnet, she is out in Markham getting set for the Clarkson Cup, and we will talk about that in a second. But allow me this, because you have a unique perspective in this game, having the ability to kind of go from market to market and pop in at different times. You'll see them all. You got a feel for all of them. Can you wrap your head around the dysfunction in Toronto these days? I mean, and I'm not trying to look for somebody to point fingers, but boy, Cassie, it's a unique situation, I think, that we haven't seen in a while.
You know, I think the thing that's sort of disappointed me lately about Toronto is, I mean, a lot of people are talking here lately about Phil Kessel coming out and blaming the media and defending his captain, and I'm kind of tired of the finger-pointing that continues to go, it seems, around here. And, you know, I thought Brendan Shanahan made a poor move right when he came, when he kind of, you know, let go of everyone right away.
Right.
You know, he changed it right away, like as if it was so bad that, you know, that. And I love Brendan Shanahan. I think he's a great leader. I think he's going to do a good job there. But let things run their course. And I just find the patience or lack thereof in Toronto is pretty much, it's been non-existent for, I feel like it's almost a decade now, where there's just absolutely no patience. And, you know, say what you will about the media and the coverage and the pressure and all those types of things, that shouldn't even be part of the equation when you're in a boardroom, when you're discussing decisions. I mean, it shouldn't even enter the equation. And yes, it affects the players and it adds a little bit of pressure when you're playing in a market like that. But when you're making decisions behind the scenes, the media should have nothing to do with it. What they're saying should have nothing to do with it. And I just find for the last 10 years, there's a lot of finger pointing. I think there's been a lot of decisions that have been made by the pressure that surrounds the media there. And I think until they get that fixed, where they get a team in place that sticks together through thick and thin, that makes right decisions regardless of reactions, this team isn't going to go anywhere.
With Cassie Campbell, let's talk about the Clarkson Cup. I have to admit, and I feel sheepish admitting this, I finally got a chance to take my youngest to a Calgary Inferno game a couple of weekends ago and watch two of the best in the CWHL in Calgary and Boston. And I'm here to tell you, it's great. It's a great brand of hockey. I know how hard you have been working, not just this year, but you know, as long as you've been involved in the game. Where are we at? How is this particular final, how is this Clarkson Cup shaping up, and are we making any headway, Cassie?
You know, I think so. I always sometimes you get frustrated. You think two steps forward and eight steps back sometimes. And, you know, we continue to need sponsors and we continue to need funding and we still don't pay our players, but our players are committed, you know, more than ever. And our club players, our non-Olympic players are committed more than ever. And unfortunately, I'm watching right now as the Calgary Inferno just lost 4-0 to the Montreal Stars in the first game of a 3-game series in the semis. But you know, I watched both semis today, and it's just great hockey, and it's way better than when I played. And, you know, we don't even have all the Olympians here and all the stars here, and yet the parity, the quality of hockey is fantastic, and you really can't pick a team out of these four that we have here that are, you know, for sure winners of the Clarkson Cup, which is, you know, in the past we've always kind of had one or two teams where you'd know they'd get to the final, and this year I think all four teams are capable of winning, and it's just fun to watch. And, you know, it's my second time being at the Clarkson Cup. I haven't been able to come to all of them, but, you know, every time I come, I'm just excited that it's getting bigger and it's getting better, but we're still far from where we need to be. And, you know, we want to pay the players. We want to have an NHL type setup one of these days. And I still think we're a little bit far away from that.
What's the schedule on Sportsnet? How can people find the Clarkson Cup here in the next couple of days?
Yeah, so tomorrow both semifinal games are going to be on Sportsnet 1. There's one at 11 a.m. Eastern, so that'll be 9 a.m. Calgary time. And then we have one at 7:30 p.m. Eastern tomorrow night, which is going to be 5:30 Calgary time. So you can watch it on Sportsnet 1. It's going to be Montreal-Calgary. If you want to cheer on Calgary, if you're in the Calgary area, that's going to be the late game. And then we have Boston-Toronto in the morning. So it's going to be two great games, and then we have the final Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern, which is 12 p.m. Calgary time. We're going to have that on Sportsnet as well. So it's three games, and it's amazing coverage, and we signed a four-year deal with Sportsnet, so we're really happy about that.
Well, congratulations on that, but more importantly, and the real reason I wanted you to have you on is just to tip my hat. As I told you before, I just think the world of you, what you've done with the Street Hockey Festival. I know it's funny because, as you say, it's kind of a load off your shoulders, but everybody's coming in and they're sad about it. I just thought it was a spectacular event, and you deserve a lot of credit.
Well, thanks, Rob, for having me on, and thank you and you know, the Fan 960 for always supporting it and promoting it, and you showing up and being this crazy talking goalie. And listen, I had a great ride and never thought the event would be even remotely as successful as it was. And who knows, maybe I'll make a comeback with it down the road. But right now it is what it is. And I just still encourage people to support the Ronald McDonald House of Southern Alberta, because that's why I did the event. And it's an unfortunate place we have to have, but it's an absolutely wonderful place for families with sick kids. So if you haven't been there, sign up to be a volunteer, donate, whatever it is that you can do to help the house. It's a great group of people.
Thanks, Cass, and have fun out there.
All right. Thanks, Pat. Thanks, Rob.